Blind River Mayor Sally Hagman recognized the deaths of longtime town employee and former councillor Lou Moise and the passing of Queen Elizabeth II in her regular remarks at this evening's virtual council meeting. In Blind River, we reflect on the life of one of the town's former employees and councillor, Lou Moise, she said. Lou was the head of public works for many years, giving service for the greater good of Blind River, she said. Hagman continued, Lou was also a councillor serving the community from 2010 to 2014. In his spare time, Lou provided transportation to many who needed a ride for out-of-town medical appointments. Our sincere condolences to his wife P. Nay and to his family. In her remarks about the death of the Queen, Hagman said, over the past 2 weeks, the world has responded to the passing of Queen Elizabeth II and the state funeral which was held today. The outpouring of love, respect, and admiration from countries across the globe is a tribute to her life. Queen Elizabeth was our gracious queen, dedicating over 70 years of incredible service to her country and to the Commonwealth. King Charles III is now our king, and the world salutes him as one era ends, and another begins. The mayor also welcomed a new employee to Blind River. Sarah Ludgate joins staff in the position of Economic Development and Tourism Coordinator. Sarah will be working at our Travel Information Center and will be assisting with key functions moving our community forward, Hagman said. As is her tradition during remarks made prior to every council meeting, the mayor thanks the Indigenous and Métis people from the area. We begin tonight's meeting with the acknowledgement that the land on which we are gathered is in the traditional territories of the Anishinaabek, specifically Mississauga, she said. We would also like to acknowledge the North Channel Métis Council. We say Miigwech to thank Indigenous peoples for taking care of this land from time immemorial. We are called to treat this sacred land, its plants, animals, stories and its peoples with honor and respect. We commit to the shared goal of reconciliation.